Chinese government bans some American chips, a cyber attack cripples Suzuki's motorbike and scooter production, Apple bans employees from using ChatGPT, and PiPi suspends new accounts and uploads following a surge in malicious packages. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Caitlin Sorey. Today is May 22nd, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. The Chinese government has banned critical infrastructure organizations from purchasing Micron chips. The Cyberspace Administration of China says the US chipmaker's products failed a security review. The CAC announced it would review Micron chips for security flaws at the end of March, shortly after the US and its allies imposed trade controls to prevent the flow of advanced chips to the Chinese market. The FBI improperly searched the personal communications of Americans more than 300,000 times between 2020 and early 2021, according to newly declassified documents released by the Senate Intel Committee. The inappropriate searches took place under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, aka FISA, currently up for renewal in the US Congress. The documents revealed the FBI searched the information on participants who attended the George Floyd protests and the January 6th storming of the US Capitol. The FBI also searched the names of more than 19,000 donors to political campaigns with possible connections to foreign governments. The declassified documents are now fueling political efforts to limit the FBI's access to FISA material. Section 702 of FISA is due to expire at the end of December this year, unless it is reauthorized. A cybercrime operation tracked as Lemon Group has planted malware inside the firmware of almost 9 million Android devices sold across the world over the past 5 years. The group's malware has been found in the OEM firmware images of multiple brands of low-cost Android smartphones. Lemon Group's malware is known as Gorilla and is used to show full-screen ads to users and to send spam messages via their Facebook and WhatsApp apps. It also installs apps on demand, turns infected devices into proxies and relays, and intercepts SMS messages. Trend Micro linked the Lemon Group to several real-world companies that use the infected devices to generate a profit. They include a data analytics company, a residential IP proxy service, and an account verification service used by botnets. Researchers haven't figured out how the group installs the malware, but they suspect the Lemon Group may be working with insiders at various smartphone factories. Suzuki says a cyber attack on its plant in India has halted the production of motorcycles and scooters for more than a week. The incident took place on May 10 and is having a serious impact on Suzuki's business. Suzuki's manufacturing facility in India provides almost half of the company's global vehicle output. The Japanese manufacturer estimates the production has fallen short by over 20,000 units since the shutdown. Apple has banned employees from using ChatGPT, Bard, and other similar large language models. The company is concerned that workers could accidentally upload and leak confidential data via the models. That already happened at Samsung in late March, when employees shared internal procedures and code meant to identify defective chips with ChatGPT. Samsung banned the use of ChatGPT internally as a result. Mexico's Attorney General has charged 4 former government officials over the country's purchase of the Pegasus spyware in 2014. Charges were announced against the former head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency, Tomás Zeron, the former chief of Mexico's federal ministerial police, Vidal Díaz-Leal, and 2 other former senior law enforcement officials. Mexico's Attorney General charged the 4 with embezzlement, fraud, abuse of power, and criminal association in relation to the illegal acquisition of Pegasus for $26 million. According to local media, Zeron is currently living in Israel, and authorities are already seeking his extradition in a separate case. Taiwanese equipment vendor Asus has confirmed that an error in a configuration file has caused routers made by the company to lose internet connectivity following a firmware upgrade. The botched configuration file was linked to the company's AI protection, a feature that scans traffic for malicious URLs. The company has published instructions on how device owners can fix the issue and update the affected routers with fixed firmware. In a similar incident, HP is also in the middle of fixing its own bad firmware incident after a recent update bricked HP Office Jet printers worldwide. And these things come in threes. Japanese tech giant Fujitsu has also issued an apology over a similar incident. The company admitted that its MicJet customer servicing platform, installed in many Japanese municipalities, showed and issued the wrong documents to users across the country. The operators of the SwapRum DeFi platform have been accused of using a backdoor function to steal more than $3 million of customer-deposited crypto assets before shutting down their project and disappearing. This type of incident is commonly referred to in the cryptocurrency community as a rug pull. The incident also took place just weeks after the platform code was audited by a blockchain security firm, Certik. Google will start rolling out its new privacy sandbox technology in the third quarter of this year with the formal release of Chrome 115. The privacy sandbox is a collection of APIs that Google is making available in Chrome to online advertisers so they can deliver ads without collecting vast quantities of personal information about users and without tracking their movements across the web via third-party cookies. Google says that as part of the rollout, it will also remove support for third-party cookies from Chrome next year. Third-party cookies will be removed from 1% of the Chrome user base in Q1 2024 and for all Chrome users by Q3. The Python Foundation has suspended new user registrations and new package uploads on the official Python Package Index, also known as PyPI. The organization's security team says PyPI saw another wave of malicious packages being uploaded to the platform over the past week. Staff say the incident occurred while some of its members were on leave, and staff were quickly overwhelmed by the large number of reports. Cybersecurity firm eSentire says it uncovered the real identity of a second individual believed to be behind the Golden Chickens malware as a service platform. eSentire says a hacker going by the name of Jack is one of the Golden Chickens administrators, but they haven't released his full name. Jack allegedly lives in Bucharest, Romania, according to researchers. The company's report comes after researchers identified another Golden Chickens administrator in August 2022, a hacker known as Bad Bulls Venom and Moldavian national living in Canada. The security firm says it notified authorities and also attached a high confidence rating to its latest attribution report. A Dutch hacker was arraigned in an Amsterdam court last week and formally charged with selling hacked data on the now defunct Raid Forum. 25-year-old Erken S. operated under the pseudonym of Databox. Officials say the suspect sold the data of more than 9 million Austrians he stole from a tax filing service, the medical information of more than 4.4 million Colombians, and the user database of e-commerce giant Lazada. In total, he advertised at least 16 databases, which he sold for a few thousand euros each. He also stands accused of laundering more than 700,000 euros in cryptocurrency. Dutch prosecutors are seeking a four-year prison sentence. Microsoft's security team says the Vin7 cybercrime group has come out of a long period of inactivity and is deploying a version of the Clop ransomware on targeted networks. Microsoft says the attacks are the gang's first ransomware campaign since late 2021. The Vin7 crew are no strangers to ransomware. Over the years, its members and subgroups have been implicated in ransomware campaigns from DarkSide, Black Matter, Maze, and Reval. Last year, SentinelOne also found evidence of a Vin7 member working with the Black Bastard ransomware. A team of academics has published details about BrutePrint, an experimental technique that can be used to brute force fingerprint authentication on some modern smartphones. The researchers say that by disconnecting a phone's fingerprint sensor and connecting the device to the BrutePrint toolkit, it's possible to bypass the security features such as rate limits and finger liveness detection. They claim the toolkit brute forced fingerprints on 8 of 10 tested smartphones, such as Samsung, Xiaomi, OnePlus, Huawei, Vivo, but not the iPhone. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. Find them at thinxt.com. That's T-H-I-N-K-S-T.com.